Hello, everybody, and welcome back to OMB Reviews. I am the critic who is a cynic. How is everyone doing this evening? Blessed Saturday, everybody, and welcome to episode 361 of the Welcome to Asgard podcast, where tonight we'll talk a little bit about that John Wick 4 trailer, which just got released. Short story is, it is awesome, and it's sad that I have to wait until next year in order to finally see it, but it is looking pretty great. It's showing that they are continuing to understand their audience, continuing to embrace their audience, continuing to embrace the things that they know and understand their audience to thoroughly enjoy, which is a lot of awesome one-liners from Keanu Reeves amidst awesome action sequences, which this looks like it'll have a plethora of. So we'll talk about that. Well, let's talk about The Terminal List, my first thoughts, because I am about to start episode 7 of The Terminal List, which I believe is either the last or second to last episode. It's a shortened series. We're not too many episodes in the series, but each episode is well over an hour long, which is always a good thing because it means that they're actually taking the time to progress the story, to develop the characters, etc. So I'll give my mostly positive thoughts about the show, as I have now finally been able to watch the vast majority of it. Just got to a pretty cool moment with Dynamite in episode 6, which I thought was pretty cool. So we'll talk about that. And also our general box office discussion. There, of course, are numbers coming out for the newest Jordan Peele film, which I got to see, and the review is up on the channel for his film Nope, which, as I mentioned in my review, it is the least racially motivated of all of his films. It has no preaching really at all in the film. Obviously, there are characters and there are lines in there about said characters' races, and that's stuff that we've already seen in the trailer, right? The noting of the fact that the first bit of film that ever existed had a black jockey riding on it. But other than something like that, where it's just very straightforward, there's not the same level of preachiness that exists in films like Get Out, which is very, very on the nose, or films like Us, where it's still there, I think, pretty clearly, but it is much more of a symbolic preachiness in the way that the film plays out and the way that the film comes together in the end. I know that not everyone is a big fan of Jordan Peele because of that fact, because of the fact that he is essentially a racist when it comes to his filmmaking is the only real way to say it accurately. And also in his regular commentary about his films or about film in general, etc. But I can say at the very least that Nope doesn't really fit that same narrative that he's pushed in his other films, but also happens to be one of the weaker stories in his now trilogy of films, not connected, of course, but the three films that he's done so far. And so we have some numbers to look at for that, because it did come in. Some have pointed out that it came in a little bit on the lower end as far as its Thursday opening. However, even though it did come in underneath the Thursday premiere that Us had, it is still about $3 million higher than what the film Get Out was. And so to say that it's lower, that it came in lower, is not really all quite accurate. The film still has right now at least enough, as far as the way that it is pacing, as far as the way that it is moving forward, to be able to likely make the $45 to $55 million that it was projected to by many in the industry. And I suspect that by the end of its run, it'll be able to make its money back as well. But we'll have to wait and see how this film actually does in the international body, as that has never been a major source of the income for any of the Jordan Peele films. But we'll talk about that. Anyway, before getting further, though, please make sure you smash that like button, light up that fire button if you're watching over on Odyssey. And if at any point you have a comment or question that you want read aloud, you can either in the regular chat on any platform. We're finally live again on Twitter. I forgot that I had to reestablish a connection with the new Twitter profile. So I am now live on the Templar Odin Twitter page. So for those that used to watch on Twitter, boom, that's back up for everybody. So I'm used to, or have been used to. So anyway, I don't know what I was trying to say there, but what I can say is I'm currently live on Twitter. I'm on Odyssey, DLive. But on any of those platforms, if you have a comment or question that you want read aloud, just put @Odin at the very beginning of the comment, @Odin. Or you can, of course, super chat if you're watching on YouTube. You can donate via Streamlabs, as Low Watermark just did. Always appreciate it, Low Watermark. Thank you very much for that $25 donation via Streamlabs with the message, "Keep up your good work, Odin." Well, thank you very much, Low Watermark. And thank you for circumventing Mama Susan It is always greatly appreciated, good sir. So thank you. So also, of course, you can do just like what Low Watermark just did, and you can donate via Streamlabs. Or also, if you're on Odyssey, there is the ability to hyper chat on Odyssey, which you can do with, I believe, both cryptocurrency and regular standard currency. And it is greatly, greatly appreciated. Let's say hello to some people in the chat. Master of Gaming was here early. Hail to you, Tina B., Empress of the Universe. Thank you very much for being in the chat. Hopefully everything goes well with the computer slash keyboard tonight. Sorry that there have been a lot of issues more recently. Snortapoopus Cuber, how are humans and other quitters? What's going on, Snortapoopus? Thank you very much for being here. Orange Hat Reviews in the chat. Hail to you. Mike Jackson is here. What's going on, good sir? We got Stephanie B. Hail, what is going on, Stephanie B? The general of my Valks. Thanks for joining us. I appreciate it very, very much so. Soul Assassin is also in the chat. Hail to you. Thank you for being here. He's one of the newer members on the channel, as there have been people dropping memberships like crazy here. Remember that that is one of the perks. However, I might need to start rethinking that perk only because it is becoming much more difficult to keep track of who is a member and who isn't with people coming in. And it's not just Low Watermark. It's other people too coming in and just dropping membership, which is awesome. It just makes it where I need to start figuring out different perks, different perks for the memberships. But that's harder to do because, you know, the go-to or the one that would seem to be the most logical would be to do a bonus stream. But I already kind of stream at the max amount of time that I really can with a family and a full-time job during 9 months out of the year. Forever Sci-Fi, hail to you. Thanks for being here. Thank you for being a member on the channel. We got Grim in the chat. What's going on, Grim? We got Lance Mola. How is it going? Good sir. Thank you very much for being here. We got Father Christopher Miller. Hail to you, Father, saying ahoy. Heading out in a few. I was so upset. It reminds me. We had Dave Landau on Friday Night Tights last night, and unfortunately, because of he had other commitments and the Wi-Fi situation wasn't the best for him, I unfortunately was not able to actually talk to him. It's very, very sad that I missed Dave Landau last night. But we had a lot of fun. We had Count Dankula on, and it was a lot of fun. Cacao and Cookies Minion, what's going on? Thanks for being a member on the channel. GMonkey76, hail to you, saying, just wanted the Gray Man ripoff of Born John Wick, even though it has a crap ton America in it as a bad guy. Solid B minus C plus. Oh, crap in America. Yeah, talking about Chris Evans. Yeah, I was able to see the Gray Man. I didn't do a dedicated review for the film, but I think that's fair. I think I'm leaning more towards that C plus B minus territory, to be honest. And it's because even though I thought that Chris Evans was fine because he was playing a complete tool, so it fits his personality very well. It's always nice when, you know, actors that are tools in real life are playing a character that happens to be one, because you're able to, one, recognize, oh, well, you don't have to try very hard to get that role down, for one. But also, two, it makes it easier to hate the character because you're like, I don't really like you already in real life. And so if you're playing a despicable character, that just makes it a lot easier for me. So I thought that the acting in the film was actually pretty solid, talking here about The Gray Man by the Russo brothers. But the CGI just was not that good. CGI was lacking. And I know it's a Netflix movie, but it is also still a Russo brothers movie. And Lord knows that they should have a pretty good idea of how to be able to utilize CG in a effective way at this point, after having worked on several $100+ million projects. You think that they would have taken something from that or learned something from that. But instead, there's just several moments in that movie where it's like, the CGI is just not good. It's just, it's subpar. And also, as usual, when it comes to me and my criticisms of specific types of CGI, a lot of the CGI I had problems with was also stuff where it was like unnecessary, or they could have done practical effect. And when you look at how much these CGI effects are costing studios these days, it kind of drives me nuts that you're not seeing more studios actually going out of their way to do more practical stuff. Because it seems to me like practical is cheaper based off of what we tend to see from these gigantic budget movies, where it costs so much often because they have to not only create these effects but also render them out at high resolutions, and it costs a lot of money to do that. And so I just I think about just some of the sequences in the movie where they didn't need to as heavily rely on CG. So I definitely think that, though, that B minus C plus is a fair assessment of the movie, because Ryan Gosling does a great job. Ana de Armas is in the film. She does a fantastic job as well. She most recently has become well known in the mainstream media, or less mainstream media, has become more known amongst the Fellowship and the Fellowship's communities, because she recently came out and talked about why there should not be a female James Bond. And she is totally on par with that. And of course, everyone goes nuts and is like, ooh, Ana de Armas is saying stuff. And it's smart stuff. It's not very common out of Hollywood actors and actresses, it seems. So she was great in the film, too. Acting was great. The cinematography was mostly solid. The score was fun. CGI and effects were not that great. Story was okay. And as G-Monkey points out, it was derivative of other stories. And I think that they could have done a little bit more with it. Wasn't nearly as original as it could have been. All right, Rob D, you tagged us. Say hello, Odin. I found out something interesting today. 2020 was the first year since 97 where a Disney-distributed film didn't make the top 10 highest-grossing films for the year. That is very interesting. You know what's going to be even more interesting? 2022 is going to be the second time that will happen, because I don't know about y'all, but I'm pretty confident that Lightyear is not going to be in the top 10 highest grossing films for the year. And that's amazing. That just makes me so happy for so many reasons. So not only will it be the first time since 97, you know, the 2020 number, but it'll probably be the shortest difference, or like the shortest distance between years where they've had a film like that. It'll be interesting, to say the very least. Low Water Mark, hail to you. Thanks for being here. Also, Reed, thank you for the $20 donation via Streamlabs. Really do appreciate you using that Streamlabs link, Reed. Thank you so much. And Reed has this message saying, wait for me, World of Warships short film. Amazing that a Russian game company can make something more emotionally touching than most of Hollywood's attempts. Mind you, Hollywood has most of our beloved IPs. Rumor is that Disney is after Doctor Who. Oh my goodness. Well, I'm going to go ahead and refresh that so that way people can give you a shout out properly. So Reed, thank you so much for that. That's interesting, because Doctor Who is already in the toilet. So I'm actually going to say something controversial. I don't think Disney getting their hands on Doctor Who would actually hurt it all that much. Because think about it. How much further down can you really go? I feel like it's almost you can only go up from here. So even if you're still putting out crap, maybe the crap will be slightly better crap. Not to say that it's going to be enough to save anything, or that's going to make any of us actually want to watch it, or to give them any money in that respect for that franchise. But at the same time, it's like, can it really get any worse? I don't really think it can. So you know what? If the BBC is just going to continue to flush it down the drain, maybe it will be better in the hands of of an executive at Disney, which I hate that I'm saying that, but it's like, would you rather have the BBC have their hands on it, or would you rather have Disney? I don't want either of them to have it. I don't think either of them's a good person to have it, but I mean, let's see what the chat thinks about that. Who do you think would be better with the property? Who would be better with the IP? Keep it with the BBC and what they're doing, or do you think that maybe Disney would not be as crap? That would be interesting. General Wingster, what's going on, good sir? Thanks for being here. Nathan Slay, thanks for tagging. Saying, good evening to you, sir. Honestly, I'm intrigued to check out Nope. It sounds interesting, and I will watch it since it sounds like it's not preachy. Yeah, if you are nervous about the film Nope being preachy, it doesn't have that dynamic to it like his other films do. That being said, I know a lot of people don't want to see it at all because of the fact it's made by him, and I totally respect that, but I do think it's interesting nonetheless that the film that he makes that finally is much more mainstream, in that it doesn't isolate people because of their race like his other films do. It also is one of his weakest as far as narratives, as far as the story that he's able to tell. Really solid acting, but it's a very long, overdrawn movie. I mean, you feel the length of it, and it's not even the longest film that's ever existed. It's only like 2 hours and 10 or 2 hours and 12 minutes long, and yet it feels so much longer, and that's not a good thing. Father Chris Romella, hail to you, Father. Thanks for being a member, saying Terminal List book was much, much better. I'll take your word for it. It's not the type of genre that I'm really all that interested in as far as books are concerned. But yeah, in general, I'm liking the show. Forever Sci-Fi, the John Wick movies are fun and have great actions, but they've also built a really unique and interesting world throughout. Can't wait to find out more about the High Table. Yeah, the lore that they have built in the entire John Wick franchise has been fantastic. And that's why the new trailer has me so hyped. The new trailer is fantastic. It also shows you what you can do with some practical effects. I mean, clearly they're using some, you know, some CG type effects and a lot of lighting and everything, but they're also using a lot of legit stunt work and stunt fights. And you can just really tell always in their films, and especially in their trailers, they know exactly which sequences and scenes to show because they know what their audience wants. And they've actually been able to build their audience with every single film. And based off of what we see in the trailer, I think that they will continue to grow that audience next year with John Wick 4. Let's see, Gary Banjo Sandwich Worthington, hail to you. Hello from the UK, blessed weekend to you and the chatters. Well, blessed weekend to you, Gary. Thank you for being here, Gary. I appreciate you. Let's see, Soul Assassin. I like it when Key and Peele work together. Separate, they are hit and miss. Yeah, didn't they do a film, Keanu, together? Were they together in that movie? That one was not that great. It was okay, but it wasn't that great. Bruce, hail to you, Bruce. Thank you for being in the chat. Appreciate you being here. And as the Valks have mentioned, if you have a comment or question, just put at Odin at the very beginning of your comment. And also know that it might take me 20 to 30 minutes to get to your comment because that's about as far behind as I fall typically. Right now, I'm at 7:05 in the chat, but it's 7:16 in real life. So I'm 10 minutes behind, right on schedule. Brian Barth, what is going on? Keck44, welcome back to the chat. Mr. Roy, hail to you. Emblazon64 says, are you looking forward to any upcoming movies? The only one on my radar that's coming out in the next month or so is Bullet Train. I actually really like the trailer for Bullet Train. Scott McKenzie, had to say, hail to you and good job on sticking to your principles last night on pizza and giving up something. They tried. Yes, Scott, they did try. They tried to be able to push me away from it. And as I said, it's not something that I'm bound to on penalty of sin. You know, it's nothing. It is not something that, you know, that's why I didn't mind that they were pushing me on it. You know, if it was something where it was something that clearly was not something that I should ever even consider doing, you know, it would have been a very different discussion. But because it's a choice, like this specific thing, as far as, you know, giving up the meat on Friday, you know, it's not, according to canon law, something that is currently binding. It's a choice that many people, many traditional Catholics especially, will make. And so I didn't mind as much the back and forth on it. But no, I mean, it's a decision I made and I'm sticking to it. And the only exceptions I'm making to it are when there are a great feast on the Friday. Then I turn it into a partial abstinence day. So only one main meal having meat on that specific day. But even then, it's very rare that does happen. Miss Glow, what's going on? Hail to you. Thanks for becoming a new subscriber recently. Orange Eye Reviews, what's going on? He's a member. He says, Odin, so happy they chose not to go forward with the Continental prequel series and chose instead to continue chronologically. I love John Wick. Good objective quality, no agenda. I did not know that they had canceled the Continental. I thought that was still in the process of being made. I thought it was still in development. That actually would make me sad if they've canceled it, because I was very much looking forward to the Continental. I would love for them to be able to make a prequel series focusing on the actual development of that organization. I think that would be a good thing. I would not mind at all if they were in the show chronologically in the past, while all the films were based on John Wick, and they go for as long as they might need to. It really comes down to whether or not they're going to have the right writers for that series to make it work, to make it melt. Because if they do, they can do a pretty good job with it, I imagine. It kind of reminds me, or the concept kind of reminds me a little bit of almost the relationship between Breaking Bad and the relationship of that with Better Call Saul, where Better Call Saul is taking place in the past, and yet they are not stepping on the toes of anything the show Breaking Bad established. you know, they're just enough in the past to be able to play around with new characters that we've never seen before, and it all makes sense. It's all a nice, neatly wrapped package. So if they could get that kind of writing on the Continental, I think that they could actually probably handle it, and audiences who would want to watch both wouldn't have any problems. Because there would obviously be some references to things that happen in the movies, but you wouldn't necessarily have to. So I would love for the series itself to actually be a dedicated, well-done prequel series. I think that that would be really cool to see. But again, that's just me. And I think obviously we're going to have differing opinions on that probably in the chat. But hey, I just want to know more about the Continental. I think that it's a really interesting, world. And since the films are going more into the High Table, it'd be, I think, really cool for the series to focus more so on like the lower end bosses who runs these other continental like places across the world. It put late. See what's going on, good sir. Thank you very much for being here. Let's see. Nathan Slay tried to say, random person, hey man, you want to see a movie? Other guy, nope. Random guy, okay, then what do you want to do? Other guy, see a movie. Random guy, okay, what movie you want to see? Other guy, nope. I see what you did there. A lot of people had the jokes this past week. A lot of people putting nope in for some of the comments on that box office. Abomination, what's going on? I see you hanging out over on Odyssey. Thank you very much for being here. All righty. Let's see. Alice McCarthy, what's going on, good sir? He tagged and said, howdy, Odin, how's it going? How's Thor? Love Terminalist, fell asleep during Gray Man. Yeah, you know what, dude? Even though I'm definitely more of a fan of Gray Man than a lot of other films that have come out, it was definitely not as good as it could have and not as good as it should have been. And a lot of it, I think, comes from just really subpar effects and a very dirty story. And by dirty, I just mean it wasn't crisp, it wasn't clean, it wasn't as tight as it should have been story-wise, narrative-wise. And so you finish the movie and you just think to yourself, okay, I've seen it. Ryan Gosling did a great job. I don't need to see this film ever again, and I don't really care to ever see this film again. So for some people, it might be entertaining. For others like me, it's fine. It's okay, but it's not all that great. But Terminalist, I'm loving it so far. Again, I'm about to start, you know, episode 7, so no spoilers, please. I know it's a relatively newer show, and I'm a little behind on getting to it, but I'm getting closer to the end. As I said, I don't think it only is about 7 or 8 episodes, but luckily they're about an hour long, so that's pretty nice. All right, Bongo, what's going on, Bongo? Tied to say, I am here to annoy you again. Bongo, you don't annoy me, dude. What are you talking about, bruh? Bongo, I don't think you've ever annoyed me before. There were other people annoying me, but you don't. I love you, Bongo. Bongo Tez says, I did not like the Gray Man. At the end, the two main bad guys walk away. Well, you could have given me a spoiler warning there before reading it out loud. I'm not exactly like Ron Burgundy while I'll read everything on the teleprompter, but, you know, I'll read most comments because I trust you people, but I don't think that's really spoiling much of anything, to be honest. But yeah, I wasn't too fond of it myself. It wasn't bad. It wasn't terrible. Let's see, Nathan tagged to say, what's better, The Gray Man or Liam Neeson's movie The Gray? The Gray. Oh, hands down, The Gray. The ending of The Gray is just so much fun. And it's a movie that I would mind seeing again. So let that kind of speak for itself. Master of Gaming, thoughts on Dungeons & Dragons, Honor Among Thieves trailer? Didn't watch it. I've never been into Dungeons & Dragons, so I don't really care. Gomer Kyle, what's going on, good sir? Can't say, just dropped in to say hello, fam. Hello to you. Thanks for stopping by, good sir. See, General Winkster, who's a member. Ryan Gosling is Canadian, and I can never forgive. Dang. Well, shout out to all the good Canadians that are out there. I mean, they do exist. They may not be very common, but they do exist. Super says, hey, what's up, my dude? What's going on, Super? Thank you very much for being that. Saying that, rather. Bruce says, you've got a lip sync. You've got a lip voice desync going on. No. That just makes me mad. And I don't want to refresh, yeah, because I know the refresh sometimes does the trick. But the problem is that when I do that, I lose the chat. This is getting so annoying. It doesn't make any sense either, because if it's going to work at the beginning, there's no reason for it to stop working. There's no reason for it to stop working. Because I'm pretty sure it works in the very beginning of the stream. So it's, I mean, I'm using the virtual camera through OBS, which is how I'm able to get all this stuff and the notifications and everything up. Oh, it's just so annoying. It's just so, so annoying. Let's see. Dean Heist, no, it's not just you, man. I'm just tired of people mentioning it because I'm tired of it happening. It's just like, I don't understand. I don't know why it keeps doing that. It's so stupid. But anyway, let me try and see if I can try and catch up with the chat as quickly as I can, and then try and refresh and then see if that fixes the issue. We'll have to wait and see. By the way, if I skip any comments and you happen to be a member, it might just be because you're a newer member, and so I don't know. So tagging helps regardless. Let's see. Input latency. Tad to say, with Doctor Who, I think we may be unpleasantly surprised. Can't wait for the episode where Orange Man turns out to be an evil alien clone of German Mustache Man or Exploring Child. Oh, yeah. If they go full grooming on that, it's... Ugh. Let's see. Vongo Tez says, I think Doctor Who would be in better hands with Zack Snyder. Oh, wait a minute. Is that what it was? Now I'm starting to remember. Now I'm starting to remember, Bongo. Were you the one who I got into the fight with about Zack Snyder? Oh man. let's not have that discussion again. Let's just say this much though, Bongo. I actually do agree, but it's only because Doctor Who is already in such deep, dank water. Even Zack Snyder's toxic hand couldn't hurt it. So I wouldn't really take that as a compliment if I was him. General Wingster, Fast and Furious is better than John Wick Owen. How dare you, General Wingster? Get out of here with your sass. Soul Assassin says, whatever happened to that John Wick TV show? Haven't heard anything about it. Yeah, we just mentioned that or talked about it. Let me see. Maybe playing one of my videos, maybe that'll clear things up. I can hope. But because of your comment, General Wingster, talking trash about my favorite franchise currently running, here's what I have to say to you. Shadow Wingster.
No choice but to declare you excommunicado.
You leave me no choice but to declare you excommunicado. Well, hopefully, maybe showing that clip, if that matched it back up, if the sync issue is fixed, that would be awesome. So that way I don't have to refresh it. Cleafus says, I saw the John Wick 4 trailer. I think they SJ-ubbied it up. They couldn't resist themselves. Cleafus, what are you talking about, man? In what way did they SJW it? I am missing something here. What in the world? How? What specific thing are you calling to be SJW? I would really like to know that, because I did not catch the same thing. 70B says it was not fixed. Darn it! Well, I tried. Fat-headed druid, what is going on? Oh, snakes! What's going on? Snake, he's a snake. Oh, he's a snake. General Wingster said, oh, chose to give up pizza. What? No, just the meat on pizza. Just the meat on the pizza. All right. Still a delay, says input latency. Gotcha. Remember, if you have a comment or question that you want read aloud on the channel, just put @Odin at the very beginning of your comment. Even if you're the only person in that building on whatever site you're watching on, just put @Odin. It really does help. Really does help. Let's see. Emblazon 64. Tata say, so anchovies on the Friday pizza instead? See, I don't like anchovies. I wouldn't want to... fish on pizza? Ugh. I mean, it's not anathema like pineapple on pizza, but it's also... ugh. No. 70B. Tata say, does Freya do the Friday fasting too? A couple that prays together stays together. Amen, Steph. Yeah, she sometimes will join with me on that. This past Lent, I did actually a lot more of an extreme fast and abstaining from meat as well. And she joined me on that one, and it was really cool. Yeah, and it was something where there was definitely some bonding that was able to happen with it. And it's always better too when you have someone else with you who can feel the same like hunger pangs and stuff like that going on. But yeah, so she did that with me. She sometimes will do the Friday ones with me. Sometimes, not always. That one's a little bit more up in the air. Miss Glow tried to say, have you ever tried Crab Rangoon Pizza? It's pretty good. Just the name sounds really good. Though I'm not the biggest fan of crab. I don't dislike crab, but you know, I'm from New Orleans, Louisiana, so I love me some flavored seafood. I love me some crawfish. Love me some crawfish. Love me some char grilled oysters as well. Oh, so good. But Crab Rangoon Pizza, the name of it sounds delicious, but I've never had it before. But again, seafood on pizza, I don't know. I don't quite trust it. Chef Nick Nero, what's going on? Welcome back. Thank you very much for being in the chat. If I get to a point in the chat where I can refresh and not lose too many people, I might, because I know that fixed the issue last time, but unfortunately, I don't know. Let me try one more thing, too. I'm going to try turning on and off my camera. All right. Hopefully, maybe that fixed it. Let me know. Let me know in the comments. Let's see. Soul Assassin's member says, if they made a prequel series for John Wick, it would probably have the same fate as Ash versus the Evil Dead, pirated to hell and got canceled. Well, yeah, unfortunately, they were originally doing the work with Stars. So I would say, actually, my hope would be that they somehow got out of that and decided to start working with someone else. I think the problem, though, is I'm assuming Stars is owned by the same parent company that has the John Wick franchise. And so it's kind of something that has to go together in that way. But I think that they would be better suited to go with a more established, just a much better streaming platform and just try to make a really good deal to be able to get some money out of it. So Forever Sci-Fi says that actually made it worse in the live chat. Still the same issue. Okay. Man, oh man, oh man. Yeah, Abomination, it's a delay that's on my end. Let's see. I know that. So for any of my audiophiles out there who know something about audio, so if I was going to put a delay, a sync offset on OBS for my microphone, what should it be at? I think I can also do a sync offset for my camera, but I think I'd rather do, I think I would rather do it on the actual microphone instead. But let me know, should it be positive or negative for one, and by about how much? All right, while I wait for some people to put some thoughts in there, let me get back into the chat. Let's see, Chef Nick Nero says, John Wick is perfect. Also, Amazon has Continental Series coming out. So Amazon has it now. That would be, again, I haven't heard much about it, so that would be interesting. I don't like Amazon. Let's see. Daniel Thorne says, after seeing Nope, are clouds still your friends? Nope. I tell you, though, there's this one sequence where if you watch Nope, you know what I'm talking about. There's one sequence where not only do you see the characters on screen being like, nope, but even I was sitting there in the theater and like everyone in the theater, too, we were all together just going, nope, nope, no, thank you. And it's the scene that happens in the it's an early scene, actually. That happens in the stable where the horses are, when the lights and the water get turned off and on, and then all of a sudden you see, you know what I'm talking about, you see it, and then it's just like, nope. It kind of reminded me a little bit of Signs, actually, the moment in Signs when it's not even that creepy, but the way it's played in the film is actually really creepy. It's the moment in Signs when you see the alien walking across the pathway. I remember when I saw that film for the first time, I was like, no thank you, no thank you. All right, Mike Jackson says, video is about a half second ahead. All right, well, mine deals with milliseconds. So I guess the important thing to do is first off to try and figure out, okay, so it's the audio one. So my guess is that if I do a sync offset in the positive direction, all right, I've pushed it up 5 milliseconds, plus 5 milliseconds. So hopefully that's fixed it. Let me know in the chat. We're going to try and fix this. Let's see. Alice McCarthy, Tata, say, to be fair, I was watching Gray Man at 1 a.m. Yeah. Sometimes that's not fair. Nathan Slay says, person, so what's your favorite horror movie? Other person, Get Out. Person, okay. Sheesh, man, I will leave you, but if you're that offended, but you don't have to be rude about it. Dang. So many jokes. He's got all the jokes. Let's see. Abomination Tad to say, if audio is behind the video, then the video needs a delay. I can't tell how long the delay should be, but I like to 0.125 second increments. Oh, milliseconds would be 125 milliseconds. Kimberly G says the audio is better. So I put it at 5 milliseconds of delay. So hopefully... they're not the only one. One Nation then tried to say humans can't usually detect smaller than 50 milliseconds. Typical is 100 milliseconds. I like using 125 milliseconds to sync stuff up. Interesting. Maybe push it to 6.5, says O-Snakes. I'll push it up to... I have it at 7 milliseconds now. Because you can go positive or negative with OBS. So hopefully that's fixing the issue. It could also just be in everyone's heads because I might just have to actually go in and do it with the video instead. But anyway, let's get back into the chat. Let's see. Super says, yeah, I haven't heard great things about The Gray Man. What do you think it is about the Russo brothers? Their Marvel films are great, but the projects they direct themselves aren't. Well, I would actually fight you back on that, Super, because Endgame was complete trash. So I think it's that some of their Marvel films were good, but not all of them. Endgame was by far easily the worst. So I think it's more of they lost their touch. I think it's more so of something of they lost their touch. oh man, if you wear Darth Vader mask, no one will see the desync. This is true. If I wear a mask, Nearsighted Cyclops, what's going on, brother? Thanks for being here. Alrighty, so again, if I do skip some comments, even if you're a member, I do apologize, but I am trying to keep up and I really want to try to fix this issue going on. Alice McCarthy, Tad to say, right now I'm watching a movie called Man from Toronto on Netflix. Okay, one of those Canadian stories. Chen Lee, what's going on, Chen Lee? Thank you so very much for that $5 super chat. I really do appreciate it. By the way, Reed, I'm going to get to your donation as well. I saw that one earlier. So let's see. Chen Lee had to say, hail Odin, as a pizza vendor, pineapple on pizza is not anathema. Veggie pizza on FNT. Have you watched Babylon 5? Well, Chen Lee, even if you are a person that sells pizza, I can tell you, yes, it is. You're wrong. It's awful. It's anathema. It's unnatural. It shouldn't exist. I hate you. and I have not watched Babylon 5, and I have no plans to anytime soon. And that's not because I have no interest in the show. It's just because I just got finished binge watching all 7 seasons of DS9, which I loved. But good Lord, it did take up a lot of time. So, all right. So people are now saying instead that it's still off. So. Let's just take that sync off altogether, and then what we'll do is we will try and add a filter. Let's see. I want to add a filter. Let's see. Video delay. So I'm putting a video delay. I've got it at 5 millisecond video delay. So... let's see if we can try and fix this one out. All right, 5 millisecond delay is what it is. I'm going to try and keep an eye out on the live chat. Because I know that some people are like, I don't care if the sync is there. But there are some people who do. And as someone who doesn't want people every time they come into the chat to say, wait a minute, isn't it out of sync? I'd rather just get it fixed if I can, or at least know how to fix it if I can. So... but anyway, Chen Lee, thank you very much for that super chat. I really do appreciate it. Let's see. Clevis McDonald. Let's see. Tag to say, John Wick versus John Reacher match made in heaven. That would be a pretty cool fight. But only Jack Reacher won. Jack Reacher 2, not so much. Jack Reacher 1 is pretty good. Snack says, now you're half a second behind in audio, at least to my perspective. So it's the reverse of what it was? I need someone who can do what Snakes is doing, which is tagging me in the live chat. Please make sure you're tagging me if you're letting me know about any of the audio issues. But I do need some things going on. Well, 70B, you always have buffering issues. I don't know what's going on with the buffering. I can't do anything about the buffering issue. The video sync, audio sync, that is something that I actually do have some power over. But that's about it. Scott McKenzie, I've been enjoying the Black Belt Theater dub. Oh, man. Yeah, that's the other reason why, too, is as Tina mentioned in the live chat, yeah, some people, it's going to cause a headache. So I'm guessing that this is not correct. So should I go the opposite direction? I don't think I can go in the opposite direction. All right, now I have it at 10 milliseconds. 10 milliseconds. Let's see. Abomination says half a second is 500 milliseconds, so it's going to need more than 5 milliseconds. Okay. Gotcha. All right, now I have it at 500 milliseconds. Oh boy. Now I can actually see that. So now it's at a 500 millisecond delay. So Abomination, I think that you're more live than the others are. So Abomination, let me know if that seemed to fix the issue, or if I have now gone ahead, or if I need to go behind. So let me know, Abomination, over on Odyssey, and I'll keep an eye out on you, because it's a lot easier to keep up with your chat, with that chat versus the other one. By the way, I did see Jacques Le Suave hanging out in the chat. Thank you, Jacques Le Suave. I appreciate it. And by more live, I just meant that because you're the only one over there, I think that the signal isn't as delayed in general. Looks really close now, says Bongo. Scott McKenzie says looks better. Good. Okay. Glad to hear that it looks better. Let me know if it needs any more tweaking. If it's close enough, I'll take close enough. If it's still bad, go with it. Perfect. Perfect, perfect, perfect. Almost synced. Got it. Mike Jackson says cut it in half. All right, can someone other than Mike Jackson? Because everyone else is saying fine. Let's see. Asmr says, it would have been awesome to see Winston declare Vince McMahon excommunicado from WWE for the opening of John Wick 4. That would be pretty good. That'd be pretty good. Let's see. Abomination says, well, it synced up for me on my busted headphones, so I don't know if you just compensated for my headphones. Gotcha. Sherry Allen says, no problem. No, it's not fine. Good grief. It can't be both fine and not fine at the same time, people. That's not how this works. That's not how any of this works. All right. Well, someone said to cut it in half. All right, so now I cut it in half. So now it's at 250 milliseconds. Oh, my goodness. Flames on the side of my face. Let's see. Steve McGinnis, what's going on, Steve? Says, hey, Odin, as bad as Jurassic World Dominion is, at least the studio didn't make Dr. Grant a Jake Skywalker. Nope, but it doesn't make it good. Oh, Snake says, it's fine. It's fine. But apparently it's not. And I don't want to cause people headaches. Bruce says, so close. Dean Heiss says, 250 looks closer. So now Dean Heiss is happy. But will everyone else be happy? The R says they're trolling you. That's the thing, is I can't tell if someone's trolling me or not. I just want help. That's all I want. Bongo says, if the FNT guys are giving you a hard time about your pizza toppings, tell them Bongo says you can eat any type of pizza you want. Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate it. Kimberly G, who is a member, says, during Lent, I get black olive and pineapple pizza, sweet and salty. No, get that pineapple off. How dare you? Here's iCyclops. Cajun black and catfish for the win, but not on pizza. Yeah. Mike Jackson says fixed. Gary Banjo sandwich. Garlic mussel pizza is a seafood delight. Nice. Interesting. Chat's about to jump on me, so that's why I'm trying to get through comments quickly. Forever Sci-Fi, that actually made it worse. So again, that was from earlier. G-Monkey76, can we talk on how adorable Baby Thor is when watching Star Wars? Any thoughts on his next movies? I don't know what his next movies will be. I imagine it'll probably be animated. His first official film was My Neighbor Totoro, which is a great anime from Studio Ghibli. And he was able to watch most of that one without having to take a break. But yeah, the first Star Wars, he went through the entire original trilogy. The entire original trilogy. And only had to take breaks at like the halfway point of each one. It was pretty good. Yes, I see you, Laura, in the live chat. Let's see. Tony on Odyssey says, the average blink takes about 400 milliseconds. 5 milliseconds is nothing. Thank you very much, Tony. I appreciate it. Oh, man. It's okay, Abomination. I appreciate your help nonetheless. Let's see. Super says, John Wick is owned by Lionsgate, who also owns Stars. Yeah. I feel like they should do a deal with somebody else to do things right. Gary Banjo Sandwich says, John Wick is turning into Police Academy. I don't think so necessarily. I haven't seen all of the Police Academy movies. I have them. I haven't seen them all. But I do feel like each one is great in different ways, meaning that I honestly love what they are able to do in each movie, because, you know, one movie is going to be better at the action. The other movies are going to be better at the story. I still think the first one is the best total complete package. And then the way I always describe it is the first one's the best movie. The second one has the best story and the best lore, like the best lore development. And then the third one has the best action is how I typically remember it. Let's see. Kimberly G, who's a member, says, can't wait for John Wick 4, Mission Impossible 7. Yeah, I mean, the Mission Impossibles always look pretty great, but definitely looking forward to Kimberly G. Or John Wick 4, I should say. Yes, I'm definitely looking forward to Kimberly G. See, now people are leaving, so it makes me feel like it's... Your video keeps hiccuping, might be causing the delay. No, the reason why it's hiccuping is because I have the delay on it. I have a filter on it, so that's probably why it's hiccuping. So it's like, what do you want? Do you want it to match up, or do you want it to? You can't have it. You can't have both. It's either it goes back to the old way, or you have to deal with the hiccup. Good grief. Good grief. I love you people, but y'all drive me crazy sometimes. Oh goodness me, it's on OBS. It's on OBS. I could fix it all by doing the OBS thing, putting the OBS virtual camera off. But the problem is that it works in the very beginning of the stream. So there's no reason, I've been using it for months this way, and it's never been an issue up until the last few streams. The problem if I just use my webcam and I don't use it is that the notifications don't pop up, which I would rather not do. So... Now it's just getting frustrating. Let's see. Anon says, so is Nope worth the watch? Sorry, I popped in. No problem at all, Anon. I don't think it's really worth paying a lot of money to go see. I think that if you like somewhat his other films but hate his racial baiting in other films, you might like this one. But it's definitely a slow burn, and the reveal is very weird. Anon says it's almost perfectly synced on his end. If a lazy says, oh, as of now, while you're talking about the hiccuping video, it looks pretty much perfect on my end. Well, Tony, I didn't do anything. So, again, I think that what happened, again, I didn't change anything. So, I think it's just because I have the delay in OBS, and I think that it's just going to hiccup because clearly there's something wrong with Restream. And Restream, for some reason, can't get the clean signal from OBS, and I don't know what else to do about it. So, deal with it. Anyway, Vongo, if you wear a Darth Vader mask, no one will be able to tell. Exactly. You should just wear a mask. Oh, man, oh, man. Let's see. Laura, the modern Major General, says, oh, that Vamanos Niños scene from Signs with the alien scurrying across the screen was super creepy. Exactly. Like, if you actually look at the costume for the alien, it's not all that creepy. But in the moment, in the movie, like, because there's that anticipation, you're just waiting and waiting and waiting. And then all of a sudden when it happens, you're like, oh, my, nope, no, thank you. Kimberly G says, I'll just read chat and listen. It doesn't bother me. That's what I would tell to most people because unless you want to look at my beautiful face. I mean, if it bothers you, yeah, just don't look at the video. You don't have, I'm not really showing you much of anything. I read the chats as I pull them up. It's definitely a show made more for audio than it is for anything else. Nearside Cyclops, maybe you need to just try to talk faster. and try your best auctioneer voice. Yeah, I'm sure that would help. Super says, I hear what you're saying about Endgame. Time travel was a mess, but I counter and to say the character work in the movies was still good. It was a mostly satisfying movie. That's just the thing, Super, is that just because a couple of people's favorite characters have arcs and the arcs happen to work for them does not save the movie, because the there are other character arcs that are really bad in the film. Case in point, Hulk. Good grief, Hulk. Not to mention the entire trash time travel storyline, which doesn't make sense. It was so bad. And again, this is something where it's an objective fact. When the in interviews, when the writers and the directors both had different interpretations of how time travel worked, that is an objective problem. You cannot, no one can explain that one away. Not to mention, of course, the fight sequences, which are okay, but then you also have a pretty big moment in the movie where you have, hey, Peter Parker, and all the women happen to find themselves on the battlefield at all the same time. It doesn't make sense. It's silly. Bongo, watermelon on pizza might be better than pineapple. I would agree. I will take watermelon. Why not? Why not? As long as it's not pineapple. Soul Assassin says, streams always jump back a few minutes or freeze for me. Weird. I don't know what to tell you, dude. I don't know what to tell you. I'm not an IT person. Alice McCarthy, I don't know if Man from Toronto is a Canadian story. It stars Woody Harrelson and Kevin Hart. Sounds Canadian to me. Unknown, what's the green lighting for today? Well, it is still time after Pentecost, which the liturgical season for the color, the liturgical color for this liturgical season is green. There is a memorial today. There is a feast. It's Saint Apollinaris, who is a martyr. So I could have gone red, but the red is just it's too powerful. It's too OP. It doesn't blend very well, I think. So I definitely would want to. That's the reason why I decided to, you know, not. Also, if I do skip any comments, I'm not doing it on purpose. I'm trying to keep ahead of the actual skipping itself. And sometimes it happens. Jacques Le Suave tagged to say, hey, now a random rat accidentally hit a switch that brought Ant-Man back and saved the entire universe. What's not to love? Jacques Le Suave, thank you very much. If I still had digital cookies to give away, I'd give you a gigantic digital cookie, because that is a great point. See, I've blocked that movie out of my mind. So there's a lot of things that are really bad that I've forgotten because I've just blocked it out of my mind. But yeah, not to mention, that also reminds me, they literally create the Fountain of Youth and then just gloss over it. They use it as a joke. They literally create the Fountain of Youth because they're able to de-age people, to make people younger. So they've established that they have technology that can keep them young forever. But nope. We're just going to forget that. We're just going to play that off for jokes. It's not good, dude. Anyway, oh, snakes, now you're like half second. Again, if it's an audio issue, I can't help. I've done all that I can. Scott McKenzie has been enjoying the Black Belt Theater dub. Well, I'm glad that some people have enjoyed it. I'm glad that some people have enjoyed it. I can't help Tina with the buffering. I don't know why some people have the buffering issue. I can't explain it. I might have to one day, because I like using the studio because it leaves the option open for me. If I wanted to bring somebody in, I could. I don't have that option when I don't use the studio. So I could go back to using direct OBS instead and streaming directly from OBS. Maybe I know for a fact it would solve the sync issues, but I don't know if that would also potentially, I don't know if that would or not fix any of the buffering issues. I honestly think the buffering issues, based on the it's consistently the same people. We consistently, during those streams, have people who don't have any issues whatsoever. Makes me think it has more so to do with people's individual internet connections. Let's see. Miss Glow says that the sync was fine on her end. But that is the thing, though, is I do know that there is a sync issue. And I know that because I've listened back to the stream. I've gone back to rewatch it. And I've seen exactly the thing they're talking about. So I know that the sync issue actually exists. The buffering issue is definitely one where it's individual computer, individual router, but the sync issue I know definitely exists. So Bongo had said it looked really close now. Again, this is back at 7:41 in the chat. I'm still about 10 plus minutes behind, so just remember that I'm also behind. All right, there's the cut in half. Again, that shows you how far behind I am in my own chat. Sherry Allen, thank you again for that. Soul Assassin, I'm not a tech person. I mostly work with my hands. All right, let's see. Super says, since someone mentioned Vince, did you see his Twitter? Excuse me, his Twitter announcement about retirement? I did, and I'm glad that I'm in a position where I don't give a damn about the WWE anymore. I'm so glad that I just gave up on their company. I gave up on that company a year or two ago at this point. I went all in on AEW. I think that they have vastly superior wrestlers. I know that they are definitely a woke company, but at the very least, they allow their wrestlers to wear and say basically whatever they want to say. So they, to me at least, they are consistent in allowing people to be who they are. And I say that because, for instance, during the whole Johnny Depp stuff going on, at one point a female wrestler came out at the height of the Johnny Depp case, and she was wearing a Captain Jack Sparrow shirt. It was very clear that she was on Team Johnny. So the fact that they do seem to allow everyone to have an opinion, obviously the vast majority of the people in that company, including the wrestlers, are going to have a very specific opinion, and the company does, as a company, back woke stuff. At the same time, again, you take what you can get, and at the end of the day, their wrestling is just so leaps and bounds better than anything the WWE has ever done in decades. It's just ridiculous. So I, at the end of the day, it's like, I don't really care. I hate that he's being pushed out for alleged misdeeds. I totally believe that he did them because I know his personality, and it just makes sense. At the same time, innocent until proven guilty. So I would hate for anyone to be pushed out of it, but he's had to, in my opinion, he should have retired years ago because he lost it. He really did. He lost the plot. In the last couple of years especially, he's just been throwing away all the talent, all the deep-seated talent, and he's hung on to a couple of big names, but that's about it. And also, he's still trying to make freaking Roman Reigns a thing. And it's like, stop trying to make him a thing. He's not a thing. Let's see. Laura says, I wish YouTube had an audio-only setting, so when my signal is weak, I can at least listen while with buffering. No buff today. Yeah, that would be cool, Laura. I'm surprised that they don't, to be honest. I know that they're not an audio-specific platform like Spotify would be, but I think that would be a really nice touch because you can already lower the bandwidth or the signal to be dirt, 240p or whatever when your signal's bad. But I would agree. I kind of wonder too, if you have YouTube Premium, when you have it play in the background, does it still try to is it still rendering the video in the background, or not rendering, but is it still loading the video in the background, or is it just loading the audio? I'm wondering if maybe that's the only way you can get it, but I wouldn't really know. All right, Toro, what's going on? Welcome. Cacao and Cookies Minion, tagged to say, appears fine here on smart TV and iPad. Again, it's just amazing. Like, some people are like, it's fine. Some, it's not fine. There's the mention of the Clue reference. I do. Snakes, tagged to say, I'm just trying to help a homie out. I feel personally. You feel personally attacked. I feel personally attacked. I love you, Snakes. No, it has more so to do with people who are actually like legit complaining. It's just like, ugh, come on. Let's see. General Wingster, Thor should definitely start with the Saw franchise next. Nope. No, thank you. No, thank you. Let's see. Input Latency says, if it isn't tomato sauce, i.e. buffalo barbecue, is it really pizza? And if not, would some pseudo caramelized fruit be permissible on the sauce painted cheese and coated flatbread? Oh my goodness. That's just too depth. That's just too in depth. There's too many layers to that. Bongo says, the best John Wick movie has a dog in it. Ooh. Ooh. That hurts. Hurts the feet. Hurts the heart. Sherry says, that's really great going for baby Thor to make it that far in the Star Wars trilogy. How are you doing? I'm doing fine, Sherry. Doing very well. Hope you're doing fine as well. And yeah, I mean, when we first started watching the first one and we were an hour in and I looked over and he was still like totally invested, I was like, look at you, little dude. He's not even 2 years old and he's already... We are trying to be a lot more careful with it, though. Definitely going to try to be a lot more careful with it. And the reason why is because obviously we don't want him to watch too much TV, even if it's really good movies like Star Wars, you know, he's still younger. So we try to, you know, obviously get him outside. He has a little pool outside. He's got a lot of toys in his room. So we'll, you know, try and, you know, play imagination games like, you know, building towers and stuff. And then today we actually went to a dog park for the first time in years now since, you know, we haven't gone since COVID really. And just because we've just never had a reason to go. And so I think that might be the next thing, the new thing that we do on the weekends is try to go to the dog park. Let's see. Snake says, hasn't changed since a few of us said it was good. Super says, I think it looks fine. Wouldn't touch it anymore. People having trouble refreshing. Yeah. I'm going to try and skip through the people talking about sinks. Let's see. Laura says, sorry to see Shazam trailer in Wick 4, but San Diego Comic-Con was kind of a dud this year. Well, I mean, I feel like when you have an event that you're going to isolate a vast portion of your nerd population by putting on by enforcing mask mandates. And didn't they have a vax mandate that went into effect? I know that they at the very least had the mask mandate, which is so stupid at this point. I mean, we have so much data at this point to point out that just does not work. It doesn't actually stop anything when you have a mandate. Oh, but it's ridiculous. All right. In Blaze 64, with the Police Academy movies, the only ones I didn't like as much were like Miami and Moscow ones. Ah, gotcha. Let's see. Unknown says, I love that scene. LOL, it's behind. I'm not sure about that one. Turo says, and says, chat, shush, just close your eyes. It will be over soon. Pretty much. It's just because I try to help. I try to make things better. And then when it doesn't work, and then people come in who've missed it and then are like, well, it's not working. Like that's what really gets to me. It's just like, come on. Anyway. Forever Sci-Fi, as a member says, it's because when you are watching the alien scene in Signs, the first time you are expecting it to be something poorly faked, but it's played to be real. Yeah, very true. Very, very true. Alrighty. Oh, Snakes, I appreciate this comment. To get away from the video audio sync, which is pretty good right now, have you ever seen Blood In, Blood Out from 93? I have not ever seen that. I've heard of that expression, Blood In, Blood Out. But I've never heard of the movie specifically. Let's see. John Evan Bear. I don't know if I skipped a comment or not, because this is the first time seeing your name in the chat for me. But it does happen. And it's not done on purpose. See, Bongo, Endgame might have been better directed by Zack Snyder. No! No! How dare you? How dare you? Input latency. Logical consistency enhances emotional payoffs. Logical inconsistency hemorrhages emotional payoffs. Amen. Absolutely. I just love this comment. I just saw it. Stephanie B put this, and so I had to read it. Because I was like, wait, what is she trying to say? Deage. Or deage. Or deage. That's at least how I read it. I love it. I love it. Again, please make sure you smash like button, light up fire button, Odyssey as well. By the way, I did need to get to this one. Oh man, I can't believe it's been 40 minutes. That just tells you how crazy this is. So I'm gonna go ahead and refresh it. So Reed, thank you for the $20 donation via Streamlabs. Sorry it took me this long to get to it. Says continuity does not rule out fresh approaches to fresh situations. Dean Rusk. Subverting expectations usually means today is being too lazy to do things right. It really is good to catch up again. What do you think of the level of action scenes today? Well, first off, Reed, thank you again for that second $20 donation via Streamlabs. It really does mean a lot. Sorry it took 40 minutes to get to it, but I think that's because I was dealing with the the audio issue or the video sync issue. But anyway, yeah, I think that the state of the action scene, it depends on the movie. I think that movies that are relying very heavily on CGI are just doing very crap jobs. I mean, I look to the most recent film we just talked about, The Gray Man. There's some pretty good scenes in there. There's some pretty good action scenes, some pretty good stunt work. But then there's also other scenes where because some elements of the background are CG and it looks so artificial, it looks so fake, it honestly does detract away from what is being put on screen. It detracts away from the brilliant work being done by a lot of these stunt teams. It's really sad. It really, really is. But there are other ones that are doing it well. As I mentioned, I think John Wick is a great example of the scenes being done correctly. And I think John Wick is a great example of really well done, really well done stunt work and fight scenes and fight sequences, fight choreography. Forever Sci-Fi, who's a member, says, yeah, the Avengers screwed over the entire universe with their decision in Endgame. Agreed. Totally just destroys it all. General Wingster, that Fountain of Youth might have helped Steve out of his Joe Biden cosplay. Yeah, it certainly would. He could have literally lived out his life with Peggy, as it's insinuated he did, and could also have, he could have still come back to that present and could have been de-aged and could have continued on. And I think that might be one of the reasons why they decided to add it in there was they were like, let's do it for laughs. But we also now have it in our back pocket if we ever want to bring anyone back. Because that's the other thing, too. Of course, now with the multiverse, they have that ability to do it. But they don't even need the multiverse because they can just de-age people. It kind of makes you wonder. It's like, so if they were to dig up the corpse of this is getting really morbid very quickly. But like if they were just to dig up the corpse of Black Widow. Of what's her name, of Scarlett Johansson's character, if they were to do the same thing, would she de-age to the point before, like would they be able to isolate time travel like that? I don't know, maybe it'd be interesting. Be a lot more interesting than what they've been doing recently, I could say that much. All right, let's see. Laura says, what is worse, Marvel time travel or Zack Snyder's slow-mo abuse? Narratively, it's Marvel time travel, which is worse. Input latency says, only 10 to 15 minutes behind in the chat, making good time. I try. I honestly try the best that I can. I do the very best that I can. But for some people, it's just not good enough. It's just not good enough. The R... Tad to say, watching Conan now, the talk about not trusting your parents is so prescient looking at it now. Interesting. By Conan, do you mean like Conan the Barbarian? I have it. I've actually not watched it yet. Laura says, Jess used to love Clue. I think we watched it 100 times. Oh, Clue is just so great. The ending of Clue gets me every time. Rob D... Great cup. I made popcorn. Anyone want any? It's extra salt and extra butter, just like Odin tonight. I decided to add that last part. Bruce says, oh, it's looking even better than that now. Now that I'm really watching your lips as you speak. Bruce is just sitting here probably like, I mean, it was fine before because, I mean, yeah, I'm looking at the screen, but you know, it is what it is. But now that I'm actually paying attention to your lips, oh yeah. Love you, Bruce. I don't know if you meant it that way, but that's how my brain took it, and I greatly appreciate it. Oh, man. Let's see. Soul Assassin, who's a member, says, dog parks are fun for the dog. It wasn't too bad today. It wasn't too bad, I would say. Let's see. Mike Jackson tagged to say, those were the despecialized editions, correct? So the first Star Wars film is the despecialized editions, the Harmy's despecialized edition. And then Return of the Jedi, I believe, is also the despecialized, because I have the Project 4K versions, but I think I just have them as the image files. So it's like a full Blu-ray disc, essentially, that they've created. I want to say that's what I have for that. And Empire is the one where it's the rough cut version of the Project 4K one, I think. I need to go back, though, and find a way to get the Harmy's the Specialized edition on MKV, so that way I have the full movies that way. And then because you can create folders on Plex to be able to have like both versions of the film. That's what I really need to do to go back to it. But yeah, it's I forget which version it is, but it's one of those two versions, which they're essentially the same. Their process is completely different, but they're essentially the same as far as the film itself. G-Man, thank you for the $2 super chat, saying pepperoni and pineapple are almost the same thing. No, they're not. How dare you? Not even close. How dare you say that? I have to put it.
No choice but to declare you excommunicado.
You leave me no choice, G-Man. You leave me no choice. How dare you? How dare you? Laura says, yeah, I saw masks and one panel was virtual. Much to the surprise of those attending the panel, I would be ticked off. I would too, yeah. I mean, think about how much money some of these people paid for some of these, not just to see and meet people, but also to go to these panels. And then you find out, oh, wait a minute, I could have just watched this online? Silliness. Over on Odyssey, Abomination tagged to say, it gets more messed up than that. Years ago, there was a commercial, I think Snickers, where they digitally inserted an actress who died decades ago. There's rumors Marvel is going to do that with the same with Stan Lee. There's that audio technology to create Vader's dialogue in the Kenobi show. Oh, yeah. I mean, well, they've already done it. They already did it. Rogue One. They already brought, Grand Moff Tarkin back. They brought Tarkin back from the dead. And yeah, I remember when that entire sequence was playing out, and I remember I was very uncomfortable, because even though I was very intrigued by that technology, because it is very interesting, I was also, wait a minute, did you really need to bring Tarkin back? Could you not have been clever enough in your story writing to be able to have this story without having to need full-face Tarkin? I mean, it was really disturbing. Yeah, I don't like studios doing that. I think that it is an affront to the legacy and the history of that specific actor or actress. And that's what's so much crazier now too, is that many of these actors that sign contracts, sometimes in the contract itself, it actually has language to suggest that they give up even the digital rights, basically, like the digital representation of their face, of their character. And the reason why is because the studio wants to be able to say, oh yeah, if you die, we can bring you back to life, essentially. And it's messed up. And Abomination said, it's getting to the point that people don't even need to be there to act in the role. Well, that's the thing too, is that they do, because in the case of Tarkin, as in the case of any of the people that you've mentioned, it never looks good. It always looks fake. That they've not been able to figure out the uncanny valley, and I don't think they ever will, personally. But I mean, people were blown away when Luke Skywalker came back in the Mandalorian series, and all I could think of is, man, this is crap. And sure enough, within about an hour or two of that episode coming out, someone at their home computer did a better job making it actually look closer to the real life, an actual real life Luke Skywalker, not a CGI abomination. No pun intended, abomination. Input latency. I do appreciate, by the way, input latency, that your name is input latency, and we're talking here about delay. He says here, to my knowledge, it doesn't load the video while in the background with YouTube Premium. If I'm not using picture in picture, then when I switch to another app and switch back, then it needs to buffer. Okay. He then goes on to say, buffer stream for a second, so I have to set it at 1.5 speed to catch up to those 5 seconds. Only happens with streams, though, not regular videos. Yeah, I've had that same thing happen when you leave and come back to a stream. It goes back for like a second. But, okay. So it does sound like, so basically, Laura, getting back to that comment you made, it sounds like you can get audio only, but you have to pay for it, which makes sense, right? As Abomination says, yeah, the uncanny valley might be nature's gatekeeper, pretty much. It's like, maybe that should be a sign. Forever Sci-Fi, I usually don't go beyond the fourth Police Academy movie. Good to know. Soul Assassin is a member. Blood and Blood Out is a good family film. Something tells me that that's probably not true. Victor Fontaine, what's going on, Victor Fontaine? Welcome back to the chat. By the way, if you are a newer member, I do apologize if I'm skipping people, but it's because I just don't know. I don't know who's a member these days. Awesome One, almost thou convinceth me to like. Ah, interesting. I only bow to God. Welcome back to the chat. Keck44, hope you have a great night. Rob D, tagged to say, just remember, did you hear Disney put Deadpool 1 and 2 and Logan on Disney Plus? Yeah, I saw that the other day. And I know that they have prepped their system for it, because now if you want to have access to it, you have to create a PIN. So that way any kids in the house or family members who shouldn't have access to those more mature films can have access to it. My bigger question, though, is when is Disney Plus, or when is Disney just going to like cut the crap and get rid of Hulu and then just put the entire Hulu library on Disney Plus? Since I know technically Hulu and Disney Plus are different entities, because in the case of Disney Plus, it's actually a part of Disney, whereas Hulu, they have a controlling stake. So it's not that they own Hulu outright. They just have a vast controlling stake, so that they have a lot of choices in the matter. They have a lot of control. But it's like, you might as well just get it over with and combine them together. Jod Evan Bear says, I think Jordan Peele is very overrated filmmaker. Enjoyed his films, but people, including Peele himself, seem to think he saved horror, which they clearly don't watch a lot of horror movies. But I'm going to counteract that, Jod Evan Bear, because he does not think that. In fact, there were comments made once again, just like when his other films have come out, there have been people who have made the comment saying he's the best modern horror filmmaker, or he's the greatest horror filmmaker of all time. Even he, as I know that there's comments and there's quotes that we can pull out to say, what about this and that, to talk about how he is a problematic person in real life. I don't deny that for a second. As I mentioned in my review, the first two movies I don't like because he's race baiting. He is making it about race, and he is making decisions that I think are so isolating to a large portion of the movie going populace that it's not a very smart decision. And also it is a decision that takes away from any of the good creative ideas that he does have, because I said this with his other films, he's a talented filmmaker as far as putting it together. Like, he knows how to craft a film, but his stories have always suffered because of the race baiting. Whereas with this film, Nope, he doesn't have the race baiting, but he also doesn't have the usually good story elements that are typically there. So again, you can dislike any of the stories that he does, and it makes sense as to why that is the case, but you can't say that he is not an objectively talented filmmaker, because he is. But going back to what I was trying to say beforehand about him, so people have come out and said, oh, he's the best horror filmmaker of all time, and he shuts them down. He says, no, I'm not. And he gives kudos to who? John Carpenter. So again, we can dislike somebody for the things that they say, but even he has at least enough humility in this one instance to say, no, you cannot say I'm the greatest horror filmmaker of all time, because John Carpenter has that title. John Carpenter is the king. So the fact that he can say that and has said that, I think, is worthy of, you know, of saying something positive about. That's what I'm going to say. You don't have to like him. I hardly like him myself. But hey, I think that that is definitely something that is worth at least saying, hey, I don't like him on almost everything, but hey, at least I agree with him on that one comment, you know? Can we at least say that we agree with him on one comment? We always have to be careful. I know that I can fall into this trap as well of we demonize people so much that we don't want to admit that there's anything positive or good that they can do. And it's like, no, even a broken clock, as they say, is right twice a day. I mean, even a woke filmmaker can have a good thought from time to time, right? Let's see. Oh, Snakes tagged to say, favorite Jackie Chan movie, if you have one. Also, question for the chat. Oh, nice. Yeah. Favorite Jackie Chan movie. He did a film. He actually did one more recently that I really like a lot as far as performances from him. And it's not one of his action ones. It's a film called The Foreigner. And I liked it a lot because it actually allowed for Jackie Chan to show his acting chops, which you don't typically talk about when it comes to Jackie Chan. Like, normally you think about the Rush Hour films and the cheesiness of a lot of the roles that he's done. Or you think back to his old school martial arts days. Not usually, though, any acting ability necessarily, or dramatic acting ability. But I really like The Foreigner. I thought that he did a really good job in that movie as far as his acting is concerned. Let's see. Nearsighted Cyclops, let's see. He tried to say Steve Rogers also was supposed to age very slowly. He had a 400-year life expectancy if not killed in combat. That's another great point, too, Nearsighted Cyclops. Now, I don't know if the movies have that same plot element. I don't remember that being stated in the first movie. For all I know, it could have been. Marvel is not really well known, as Disney is not well known either for respecting canon. So that wouldn't be a surprise if that's obviously established in the comics. But I don't remember if that was something that was established in the movies or not. I think it was insinuated that he would age much more slowly, but, and it wouldn't surprise me if they forgot it. But anyway, it's obviously a big problem nonetheless. Bongo, I just started watching Shining Girls. I'm one episode in, and so far it's pretty interesting. I hope it doesn't fall apart. Haven't heard of that. My wife and I just caught up with The Orville and with Only Murders in the Building. Only Murders in the Building's going pretty well so far. The last two episodes we watched didn't have any Amy Schumer, which is great. I definitely think this season's the weakest by far. But I mean, it's hard to go wrong with Martin Short and Steve Martin. By the way, shout out to the Modern Major General, Laura, because she was able to give me a heads up about about Steve Martin, Martin Short going on tour, and they're going to be in my area. And so I was able to get a couple of tickets thanks to the heads up from her. So it made for a very good belated birthday present for the wife, but a very appreciated one. A very appreciated one. Let's see, the R tagged to say, yes, Conan the Barbarian, I'm shocked you haven't seen the classic yet. Bruce, thank you for the kiss, I appreciate it. Soul Assassin says, does Little Thor have a favorite Star Wars film? Is he Team Empire? He's too young to have any refined taste. I think he likes the first one most because he, of course, loves the score, but also he loves R2. That's his favorite character. And I think it's probably a mixture of the fact that it's a little robot and that it makes fun noises and it's an easy name for him to say. But it's always so funny because he'll go into our living room and he'll just look and stare at the TV when it's off. And he'll point to it in the morning sometimes even and he'll go, R Wars. And we know exactly it's like, oh, Star Wars. Or he'll just start going, R2. It's adorable. It's adorable. I love it. He's just so cute. Reaper0878 says, any thoughts on how badly Netflix trashed the beloved Resident Evil franchise? At least John Wick 4 looks promising. It does. It looks fantastic. I can't wait for it. Trailer is great. I know we've kind of been all over the place, but with the audio sync issues and the chat being crazy and me not wanting to fall behind, I think we still had a pretty good stream nonetheless, all issues aside. But I have not watched anything from the Resident Evil series because I've been living with this series at least vicariously through Az, and God bless him. I don't know how he watches all of these series as he does, but yeah, based on everything that he has mentioned and everything that I've seen clips wise, it just doesn't look, I'm not someone that has any rich knowledge of that universe. I never played the games, but I've seen the entire filmography. I've seen the entire film series, and I enjoyed the film series, to be honest. Even the ones that get a lot more hatred, like the later films, I find them at least entertaining. I went on a zombie kick for a while. I know that may not technically be zombies, but it's in the same vein. And something tells me that this new one I'd probably throw up. Clint Stutt says, John Wick 4 will be the Matrix 4 we all deserved. I would actually say that's an insult to John Wick to put Matrix and John Wick in the same sentence, because Matrix had problems long before Matrix 4. Do you remember the last two Matrix movies? Before the fourth one? Awesome one. Someone should do a pop-up con with music and food trucks and maskless con near the mask con. Dude, awesome one. That's actually a really good shout. That's actually a really, really good shout. I think that that would be a great idea. And I think someone could make a lot of money. I don't think the city would allow that, because to sell any food, even if you're just selling it on the street, you would need permits galore. And knowing California, you probably need to have like a blood sample on record or something like that. But yeah, I think that if it wasn't such a headache and there wasn't so much red tape, I think you would see that happen a lot more easily. Mark Taylor in the chat, what's going on? Gus, welcome to the chat. Appreciate you being here. Awesome One says, I'm a fake member, sorry. It's not that you're a fake member, Awesome One. I did apologize for members that I have skipped. The problem is that when it comes to, maybe this is something that I can show you. I want to make sure that I can do this without like doing anything that I shouldn't do or showing people things that I shouldn't show them. But let me share my entire screen just that way. All right, it's gonna get a little trippy. It's gonna get a little trippy because I'm sharing my screen. But as you can see, this is the chat that I use to like highlight. And as you can see, the only clue I get on this right here is if at Odin at the beginning, because I can read that. And as soon as I see at Odin, I'm like, oh, okay, I can highlight that. For anyone who's a member, there's no green membership icon, and it's one of the flaws of Restream. It's one of the many flaws of Restream. And so because of the fact that there is no little green indicator here, I have to keep an eye on the live chat to remind myself who is a member. And my memory is very limited. So I'm doing the best I can. I'm doing the best I can. So hopefully now you recognize like what's going on and why I asked. That's why, if you've ever wanted to know, why does he keep saying to tag at Odin? Why is that so important? It's because of that. Because in the Restream chat, which is what I use to pull the chats up on the screen, the at Odin is the only clue I have that you're trying to get my attention. And I try to remember who all my members are, but with recently there being 100 new members or so added in randomly, it's hard to keep up with it. It's very hard to keep up. So I appreciate those that are able to put the ad Odin, even if they are members. And that's why I might need to rethink now that, because I don't want to dissuade people from gifting memberships or anything like that. So I might just need to rethink new perks if I can. Let's see. Dan Blackroyd says, Get Out is garbage. Us is nearly unwatchable. And again, I totally understand why people might not like his movies. Totally get it. But you can't deny that he does have a talent for the actual process of filmmaking itself. Doesn't mean you have to like his movies or they have to like his stories or anything. But as far as the technical pieces and parts, all that stuff is there. Anyway, Soul Assassin is a member, I believe. Everybody said M. Night Shyamalan on Ding Dong was the next horror director, and that didn't last long. At least he does have a few movies. I can always respect a director when they have at least a few movies that they can look back to, which is why I don't have as much respect for Zack Snyder, for instance. John Evan Baer, no problem at all, man, no problem at all. Again, that's why this is a great community, because we all get to have conversations and understand. Abomination says, look at Odin being his own TriCaster producer. I don't know if it's necessarily a TriCaster situation. The reason why you saw an extra screen is because I've got one window on OBS up, which has the audio video delay, because I thought, okay, if there's still issues, I can maybe like change it on the fly. But clearly I'm not doing that anymore. It's also to remind me to take it away after the fact, because the last thing I want is, while I'm recording a video, to have forgotten that I put this filter on and and then have the video itself be that would be too much. Let's see, Ty, what's going on, Ty Sloan? Thank you for the $10 super chat, saying, what are your thoughts on all the Spider-Man movies? Which movies do you think could have been better? I like all of them. Did you like Emo Spider-Man and Amazing Spider-Man 2? So I do not like all of them. I think that the first one is great. The second one is great until the end. I hate the ending of Spider-Man 2. I hate MJ running in the wedding dress. Just thinking about it makes me want to cringe and vomit. The rest of the film's great, though. Spider-Man 3 is terrible. However, it is so bad it's fun. So bad it's funny. There's a lot of funny, hilarious moments, like the Emo Spider-Man, so I enjoy that. Amazing Spider-Man is a rough series. It's a series that is not good as far as its overall production value is concerned. The writing is just not strong. 2 is by far worse, though. Clearly worse than the first Amazing Spider-Man. But neither of them are very good either. The CGI especially. I mean, the CGI for Lizard in the first one is just so atrocious. And then the second one's just bad on a lot of levels. That being said, I do still appreciate the fact that they exist. I don't think Andrew Garfield was the problem. I think it was the writer and the director who was the problem. I think that it was a combination of those elements there. I mean, I'm sure studio involvement is there too, but we can't blame the studio for everything when it comes to a movie. And then as far as the Tom Holland ones, most of them are just fine. I mean, I don't really get into the, oh, it's not really Spider-Man, because I don't have a comic reference. I did not grow up with the comics. So to me, I just see Tom Holland as a young actor playing the character. And I'm like, okay, well, the movie's fun. But I do definitely think that No Way Home is easily the best of the Tom Holland era, with my all-time favorite probably being Spider-Man 1. With Toby. Oh, Snake says, just in case you missed it earlier, favorite Jackie Chan movie, if you have one. No, I read that. We had a whole discussion on it. Where have you been? Bongo says, Zack Snyder is the best horror director of all time. Darn you. Darn you! Oh, man, oh, man. Yeah, I know not everyone agrees with my take on people like Jordan Peele. And I respect that. I understand it. Let's see, Laura says, Legend of Drunken Master is awesome Jackie Chan movie. Yeah, I have not seen any of his classic martial arts films. I know, I'm about to get the hate. Abomination over on Odyssey says, any chance Restream has a setting somewhere to change usernames based on membership and it's turned off by default? No, I'm literally in the chat and it allows me to send a chat. I don't want to move away and destroy something, but there is no chat feature. There's no settings here for that. Let me see. General settings, video, audio, virtual background, shortcuts. So I'll have to look deeper into it to see if maybe like the Restream has it deeper hidden into the settings. I wish that it did, though. I don't know why it doesn't. It does at the very least tell me where it's coming from. So it does tell me if someone is on YouTube or if someone's on DLive. And that's the only reason why I even still use this one, is because there is another app, and I tried using it during one of the morning streams, if you remember. When I was trying to figure out the audio sync issue, whether it was the digital camera or not, basically. And one of the things that I recognized was that the reason why I still use the Restream is because it keeps all of the chats in one place, but also specifically because I have a couple of people that watch on DLive and I don't want to force them to find another platform. And this allows me to have both the DLive chat and the YouTube chat all in the same place. And I'm hoping one day I can get all the chats in one place. But we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. Forever Sci-Fi, the original Drunken Master is great with him actually learning that style. Nice. We are, by the way, past time, so I'm going to start to try to go through these more quickly. If I do skip comments, I apologize. Yesai Cyclops says, my Hyperwork sister and I both would agree on John Carpenter being the best. Maybe if we all watch the together with the country, we'll get along better. Yeah, maybe. Let's see. Laura says, I might be traveling to Nolens to see Steve Martin Short in September. Excited. Nice. Well, I hope you are able to catch them. Bongo says, Shining Girls appears to be a serial killer investigation show with an unreliable narrator. It seems like her life just spontaneously changes or she is moving between parallel worlds. Interesting. Nearside Cyclops. So Baby Thor, R2 Halloween costume. Yes. Oh man, that's a great one. Good shout. It put latency. Little Thor sounds awesome. Children are a blessing, man. My nieces and nephews are certainly are. Yeah, amen. Amen. Can't believe that he's almost two. Let's see. Super, since we're talking earlier, mentioned Marvel's San Diego Comic-Con panel. It's going on right now, and Phase 5 looks like it's directionless, like as directionless as like Phase 4. Hoping the movies will be better at least. I doubt it, dude. I mean, there's really no hope left. Until someone else takes over, there's just no hope. Bongo, if you like zombies, I would recommend Wormwood, Road of the Dead. It's a zombie movie crossed with Mad Max. Low budget but fun. Interesting. Yeah, the low budget's where it can get a little tricky. Can get a little tricky. R says, is Matrix 4 really that bad? I enjoyed it way more than I thought I would. It's pretty bad. Because I think some people gave them a little too much credit. Because I think some people read the movie as if the Wachowski sister who made the film, I think it was Lana Wachowski, I need to correct myself because we are biologically accurate here on this channel. I think he was the sole director writer on it, was Mr. Lana Wachowski. I'll say his legal name if that's his new legal name, but still biologically male. So I think that he was trying to make it come across as if he was trolling HBO in a certain way, or that it was a meta film. I think that that's giving them way too much credit. I think that it's giving way too much credit. Yeah, I'm sorry, Tita. Yeah, I meant to say the Wachowski brothers. That was my mistake. Gary Banjo Sandwich. Speaking of green, the new She-Hulk trailer CGI is very bad. The old looked bad, so it sounds like it's just going to look as bad as as it always has. Alrighty. We need some old school rebellious spirit like the Dutch farmers are showing, eh? But amen. Input latency. According to some people like Nerdrotic Discord, the next Captain America movie is titled Captain America New World Order. No. I would not be surprised if that were true, because they would be that bold, but oh my goodness. I met a god. Fun fact, did you know that the guy looking at MJ when she's running is supposed to be the Punisher, I believe? Interesting. J.S. Pena, have you seen Legend of the Guardians? I've not. That's like the one film I have not seen from him. And it was actually mentioned for the first time in the last stream. Oh, snakes, I was here. I'm still here, oh guapo! All right, I am skipping comments. I do apologize, but I'm trying to get through these. Jazz Pen, you never need to double up on comments. I fall behind, so you just got to wait. Sherry Allen, you're doing great to remember which are members during the live stream. My niece loves the Holland Spider-Man. Only time she has Google eyes, she's under 10. Oh, Sherry Allen, so cute. Well, thank you for that. I'm trying the best that I can with what they give me. Yeah, I've been fun hanging out with you too, man. Gus tagged to say, halfway through The Hobbit with my daughter, I understand the love of them now. If you're talking about the book's great. Ryan Doles, what's going on? Movies, not so much. Movies, not so much. How green can the background get? You don't want to know, bro. I can make it greener than this. I can make it much greener than this. Oh, Snakes, I appreciate that. That's a great comment to end on. Fairly reminder to hit that like button better for your boy Odin. Yeah, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. And hey, caught up with the chat. I apologize for any of the audio video sync delays. Hopefully this latter portion, I have not heard anyone talk about it in a while. So my hope is that it was mostly fixed. Again, I do apologize for that. I'm going to try and play around with some things before the next evening stream, at least. I'll probably end up playing around with these settings, to be honest, during the week, because this is going to be my last week. My last week of summer is this week. I'm so upset. I mean, I love working too. I love getting back into the swing of the school year. So I am looking forward to that, especially when I get in my, you know, lesson planning mode and trying to revamp slideshows and everything. Get reading done that I wanted to get done months ago at this point. But DS9 took up my life and I don't regret it. But I have had a lot of fun today. But this week will be my last week of morning streams. So I might try to play around with some of the settings since we tend to have a smaller crowd in some of the morning streams. The last couple weeks, or last week especially, we had a lot of people. It was crazy. So, but it is usually a better time to play around with certain things. And so we might be doing it again during the morning time to try and figure out what's going on. But don't worry, I will try to avoid that as much as I can, because I know we don't like when things get too salty down in here. Flag Ninja, thanks for being here, dude. I've seen you in the chat, and thank you for being a member, brother. Sorry if I have not highlighted any comments. And also for anyone who is a member, new or old, if I skipped any comment tonight, I do apologize. As hopefully you saw from before, Restream does not help me in that. That's why I had the live chat up, to one, know if there's issues going on, but also two, to be able to have those green names pop up to remind me who is a member. Yeah, but hopefully I can find something on Restream to fix that. I don't think there is one. I think if there was one, it would be right here where the chat is, but I'll definitely look for it, because that would make my life so much easier, because, oh my goodness, you would have no idea. You would have no idea how much easier that would make my life. I would love that. Restream, if you're listening, get on that. It can't be hard. It can't be that hard. Also, if you could maybe, you know, set up more memory so that way the chat can actually stay together and not jump, that would be nice too. I think what's it called did that recently, actually. I know StreamYard recently added it so that the chat can actually hold more messages longer. But anyway, so thank you all very much. Huge shout out to Tina and Steph. Thank you all for being in the chat and for bearing with me through all of this. It looks like Tina's keyboard was working tonight, that I think, so I hope that's the case. Hopefully that's okay. It says, I looked at the monitor on my laptop and I thought it was a badly dubbed Godzilla movie. Nope, Odin's out of sync again. Again, no! Oh, I thought we had fixed it. Oh my goodness. So anyway, I'm gonna take it off then. Get your mind out of the gutter, people. I'm gonna take the video delay off. All right, video delay is now off, and so I'm sure it's back to whatever it was, but since it's not working anyway, it doesn't really matter. So thank you again for being here, everybody. It's been a lot of fun. Make sure you smash the like button, light up the fire button on Odyssey as well. It really does. Again, shout out to Laura, the Modern Major General, to Tina and Staff, the Valks, for being my mods. They are the best mods in the business, seriously. Send them some love. Subscribe to their channels as well. Subscribe to Tina's channel for Soup to Nuts, and support her and Steph as they rock the live stream space. I think they're doing Thursday evening this week. They'll put the link in the chat. But for everyone else, thank you again. If you donated tonight, thank you. If you did not donate, that's great too. I love you, because your time is the most precious thing that you can give. So for those that did donate, it does mean a lot. So again, even your time, especially your time. Anyway, thank you all very much. Have a wonderful rest of your evening, of your weekend. See some of you Tuesday morning for the Good Morning Asgard podcast. And as always, God bless. And now for a huge special shout out to my July Patreon Subscribestar and Locals members at the Keeper of the Bifrost level and above. First, starting off with Brandon, let's go Brandon, Chris from the 80s, who you can check out over on YouTube, Garrett Searles, Hymir Ari Hymason, Jeff Toon, Joe Horn, Jonathan Carney, Laura, the Modern Major General Story, Father, Luca Illich, Orange Hat Reviews, who you can also check out over on his YouTube channel as well. Congrats on recently getting to 1,000 subscribers. Rosetta Allen, who you can also find on YouTube as well. Stan Andrian and Miss Martin Muses, who also has her own YouTube channel. Thank you all very much for supporting me over on the platform of Patreon. We also have my Subscribestar members, Matt317, Storm Tracker, The R, Fast Reaction, John B, Mr. Roy, Glinzer, J. Alice McCarthy Jr., shout out to you, good sir, and continue that awesome recovery that you are doing. Dean Heiss, J-Rod, the Beer Guru, and ZK-Man. ZK-Man, you can find out over and follow him on Twitter as well. And we also have my Locals members. We have, of course, the lovely and amazing Minnesota hockey fan. How about a hockey player? UAB Mad Dog, Mike Jackson for the win, and Robert Barnes, as well as Brett D90. Thank you very much. And my last supporter, of course, is the amazing Tina B, Empress of the Universe, one of my mods on the channel. Check out her new show with my other Valkyrie, Stephanie B, on her channel, Tina B's channel, which is called Soup to Nuts. Go check that out because it is pretty awesome and fun content. Anyway, that is going to be it for all of my Keeper of the Bifrost level members and above. If you want your name shout out at the end of every video and live stream, please make sure that you check out the top link of the video description. It is w.lo, the Willow link, as I like to call it. And you can find my Patreon, Subscribestar, etc., where you can get not only shout outs, but also access to an exclusive podcast that I do with John the Flick Pick Flickinger every single month, and also access to giveaways of Blu-rays, 4Ks, etc. All that good stuff. Check that out in the video description. You guys are all amazing and beautiful people. Hope you all have a wonderful rest of your day. And as always, God bless.